This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And now that we have, at least for the time being, warded off a grave threat to the Republic's economic health and political health, which was the Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill, which we're not going to see again until it pops up again next year in some different form. But we still have every kind of foreign danger, with a true menace by China toward the independence of Taiwan, which is an ally of the United States, and even more directly, a massing of troops and military equipment and hardware, and apparently great determination to threaten the United States into complying to his will by Vladimir Putin on the border to Ukraine. Very few people know more about these threats and have a better and a deeper perspective about them than John Bolton, who has been both ambassador to the United Nations under President Bush and was a former assistant to the President for National Security Affairs under President Trump. He's also the author of the excellent best-selling book, I mean, truly a book I enjoyed reading, which is remarkable considering what it covered, which was a tough time in American history. The book is called The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir. Ambassador Bolton, always an honor to speak to you.
Well, great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, first of all, how serious is the Putin threat right now? He is demanding that to avoid him attacking Ukraine, that the United States give some commitment that we won't try to bring Ukraine more into the Western orbit. Should we agree to that?
No, not at all. And I do think the threat is very severe, and not just to Ukraine, but to other former parts of the Soviet Union that have remained outside NATO since the collapse of the Soviet Union almost exactly 30 years ago. The principle on which Russia and the West agreed when the Warsaw Pact collapsed and the Soviet Union disintegrated was that each new nation would decide where it wanted to direct its foreign policy. If it wanted to be a member of NATO, it was up to them. If they didn't, that was up to them. And Russia has now effectively rejected that agreement and tried to say not just Ukraine, but none of the remaining former Soviet republics can join NATO or affiliate with it, and many other things. Just today in Moscow, there was it's an annual event, a gathering of Russian commanders with Putin, the defense minister, and the chairman of their joint chiefs of staff. A lot of very fiery rhetoric. Some would say laying the groundwork for a pretext to attack Ukraine. Obviously, we can't say definitively, but we can say that Russia is doing nothing to dial this crisis down.
If a full-scale invasion of some kind took place, would the Ukrainian military be in any position to resist?
No, I think it's pretty clear just the size of the forces, the capabilities the Russians have, they would prevail. What we are not in a position to do, which I wish I could say differently, but if we had been able to assist the Ukraine military more over the past several years, I think we would have been in a better position to deter a Russian attack to begin with. And that's the ideal outcome, not that we have hostilities, but that we prevent hostilities by making it clear to Moscow that the cost of sending any more troops across Ukraine's border would be far higher than Putin would be able to tolerate. I don't think we're in that point yet, and the threats of sanctions later that Biden and NATO have made, economic sanctions after an invasion, I'm very much afraid will not deter Putin if he's determined to go ahead.
What about the Polish situation? Because having been to Poland, I try to follow it as much as possible, and they have been outspokenly resistant to Vladimir Putin and the re-emergence of a Russian empire. And obviously because Poles have suffered so much from that historically, but the is there concern, and is it legitimate concern, that if Ukraine is actually invaded and brought back in some form or another toward the Soviet orbit, that Poland might be the next target?
Well, I think the Poles are very correctly concerned that their strategic situation would be bad, even much worse after any Russian invasion of Ukraine. People should just look at a map, and you can see why the geography concerns them. But also very worried are the Baltic republics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, other Eastern and Central European countries, Romania, Bulgaria, NATO members, and non-NATO members like Moldova. This is, we said a long time ago, after World War II, we would not accept any more changes in the borders of Europe that were made through military force. And we did not live up to our commitment when the Russians seized the Crimea from Ukraine, when they invaded eastern Ukraine, where their forces are to this day. So, again, we've said things before we haven't followed through on. It's one reason why I'm very worried Putin's not going to be deterred this time either, and it's why many other former Soviet republics and former members of the Warsaw Pact are so worried that their colleagues and friends in the rest of Western Europe don't sense the same danger that they see.
Now, I know that there are many Ukrainian leaders right now who actually would like to become members of NATO. They're not members of NATO yet. Would that be admission of Ukraine into NATO? Would that be a provocation now, or would that be an appropriate reassurance and a deterrence to Putin?
Well, it would not be a provocation. NATO is a defensive alliance and has been throughout its history. George W. Bush actually proposed bringing Ukraine and Georgia into NATO in April of 2008 on an expedited basis. France and Germany resisted. 4 months later, the Russians invaded Georgia. And a few years after that, they invaded Ukraine. So the danger of not bringing countries into NATO, I think we've already seen. It's obviously a problem now. Ukraine is, in effect, already at war with Russia. And significant parts of Ukraine are under Russian occupation. We've never added a new member to NATO in those circumstances. And obviously, the Europeans would be nervous about it. So there's a lot more we can do without full NATO membership at this point. I wish we had done more in the Trump administration. The hour is very late.
And in terms of the dreaded possibility that any kind of attack on Ukraine would be coordinated with some kind of Chinese response or thrust toward Taiwan, something Americans should worry about?
Yes, I don't think there's much doubt Russia and China are coordinating their various moves, whether it's a Chinese move against Taiwan, something in the South China Sea, against Vietnam, against India. Hard to say. The options are more with Russia and China at this point than the U.S. and its allies. And I think it's important to note here that one reason, one very important reason China and Russia are even more emboldened today than before was the Biden administration's catastrophic decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. A clear strategic mistake. It would have been a mistake if Trump had withdrawn. It was a mistake when Biden did it. Worse, the withdrawal itself was executed atrociously. But the fundamental point is that in Peking and Moscow, the leaders there saw this as a clear sign of American retreat and weakness. And that's very much in their calculus today.
Can you stay with us for a few minutes more, Ambassador Bolton?
Sure, I'd be delighted to.
Terrific. Because I want to get to the fundamental question, which is so important. Why should all this matter to a typical American who's worried about inflation, who's worried about the pandemic? Why is this top of mind stuff? We'll be talking about that with Ambassador John Bolton coming up. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
John Bolton has served in several administrations with great distinction in the George W. Bush administration as our ambassador to the United Nations, really a voice for liberty and for the cause of democracy around the world, and then serving as a national security advisor to President Trump. his book about that experience, which is just riveting and illuminating to read, is called The Room Where It Happened, a reference to the show Hamilton. But it's a wonderful book, and I can't recommend it more enthusiastically. Ambassador Bolton, I just wanted you to spend a few moments, because, again, you didn't grow up in a think tank background. You grew up, as I understand it, and what it was your dad was a firefighter, wasn't he?
He was indeed, yeah.
And okay. So what should another firefighter in Baltimore, why should that guy, or why should someone who's working as a bus driver somewhere, care about the potential of China attacking Taiwan or Russia attacking Ukraine, or for that matter, any of its former satellite nations? Why should that matter to somebody working here, struggling for a living in the United States?
Well, it's an absolutely critical question, and frankly, it's one that our political leaders for far too long, two decades perhaps, have not failed adequately to discuss with the American people. And so it's one reason why that failure is one reason why we've seen a resurgence in isolationism, certainly on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side too during the Trump years. The answer is that America and America's economy and America's society is linked in many complex ways all around the world. And if we don't have stability in the world, if we don't have countries that are able to make their own decisions, we and our allies are going to be threatened by aggressors whose actions, one at a time, may not seem that significant, but because of their effect and the consequences they have, could seriously damage the way we live at home, both our economic status and our political freedom. We've had alliances in Europe since the end of World War II to avoid yet another war on the continent of Europe. We've won the Cold War against the Soviet Union because it's in the interest of America as the leader of the West, the leader of the free world, to make sure that our close friends can live in peace, and it benefits us economically and politically. And the same has been true in different kinds of ways in Asia since 1945. The resurgence of an authoritarian, aggressive Russia, the rise of China across the Indo-Pacific, has thrown all of that stability into question. And I am convinced that if we're not able to show determination, our friends and allies will drift away and our situation will deteriorate. So this is a long and important issue, and it's something really as voters, as citizens, we should demand that our political leaders address for us so that we can understand what we're being called upon to do.
Well, and that's an obvious argument. And also, we're at a moment right now where the Johnson administration, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom, is struggling. The Tories, the Conservative Party, just lost an election that they were not expected to lose in a very, very deep Tory district. And you have a new election coming in France in April. There's a new Socialist Party chancellor in Germany. What should the Biden administration be doing differently? Things do not appear to be going well at the moment in terms of U.S. foreign policy. What would be your advice to Secretary of State Blinken or to National Security Advisor Sullivan? What would John Bolton say to them?
Well, I think there's no substitute for American leadership. You can't say we want Germany or France or somebody else to lead the Western alliance. Or to lead the alliance of people in the Indo-Pacific who want nothing more to have free and open commerce and societies. Let's just take the current example of coronavirus, which originated in China, we know, and yet we are now entering yet another surge of coronavirus 2 years into this thing, and I'm worried there's not an end in sight. Now, the United States couldn't have solve the problem alone, But we've been through 2 years where nobody has been in charge, and we're all bearing the consequences of it. It's bad enough as it is, all the suffering we've seen. But I tell you, terrorists and rogue states around the world see this as a model for a biological weapons attack. And so even when we overcome coronavirus, we see not just the threat of nuclear terrorism, but the threat of biological weapons terrorism. This is the kind of thing that directly threatens Americans. And the best way to deal with it is not to wait for it to happen, but to take steps in advance that can protect us. And we are not doing that, and we have not done that for a substantial number of years.
What about some kind of forceful, meaningful response on Ukraine? What would the president be advised to do about that?
Well, right now, and recognizing there's not a lot of time, I would put American and other NATO forces in Ukraine, not to combat the Russians, but to be exercising and training the Ukrainian military and to show to the Russians, if they come across the border, we're going to be there. I'd send the Secretary of Defense to Kiev right now for consultations. I would surge military equipment into Ukraine. We've got to tell Putin that the cost to him if he crosses that border militarily is going to be far too high. That's how you deter and stop the conflict before it starts.
That's John Bolton, the former assistant to the president for national security affairs. His book, The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, was a bestseller. It's a very personal account, and you feel like, yes, you were right there in the rooms where it happened in the eventful period in which Ambassador Bolton served in the Trump administration. Thank you for your voice, and thank you for your contribution to the national conversation, Ambassador Bolton. And let me wish you and your family a very, very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. And only good things. Coming up, really an astonishing thing, where a member of the school staff, actually an official at a librarian, without approval from anybody, had children, third graders, reenact the Holocaust in a public school. And that said the reason the Holocaust happened was because the Jews ruined Christmas. This is an amazing story. We will get to it coming up on The Medved Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is outlining his new strategy to deal with the growing COVID Omicron threat. The president saying getting vaccinated is key.
If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. You're at a high risk of getting sick. And if you get sick, you're likely to spread it to others, including friends and family. The unvaccinated have a significantly higher risk of ending up in a hospital or even dying. Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated.
The administration is buying a half a billion home test kits free for distribution to those who request them starting in January. 1,400 union workers at Kellogg's are voting to accept a new labor contract. The new contract is a 5-year agreement that includes raises and better benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Kahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Every year in this wonderful Christmas season, which, yes, I'm among those Americans, though I'm not a Christian, I thoroughly enjoy this holiday, and I enjoy the some of the silliness and merriment and kindness and generosity and just love that does seem to be out there. And you can see it, especially when you feel safe to go out fully masked among crowds of people. I mentioned that on Sunday we went to the Garden of Delights, which is this tremendous display of a phenomenally elaborate and artistic collection of colored lights that, in the form of all kinds of animals and creatures and flowers, at the Bellevue Botanical Garden. And it's a wonderful feeling. But one of the things that's not so wonderful about Christmas season is there are always some problems about something in school. And I'm not now talking about COVID-19, and I'm not now talking about the Omicron virus or variant or anything like that. I'm talking about there's often stuff about the way that the Christmas holiday is treated in schools and things that are sort of dubious that are caught in, or people feel there's too much of an emphasis on the Christmas holiday, which after all is based on a religious holiday, or they think there's too little emphasis on the Christmas holiday. This is not that. This is sheer madness. The headlines from the Washington Post, and there are also pieces about this in the New York Times and everywhere else, but the Washington Post, because it's a Washington, D.C. news story, third graders made to reenact the Holocaust in D.C. school. Why are you doing this for Christmas? A Watkins Elementary School staff member, not a teacher, told third graders in library class to reenact scenes from the Holocaust, directing them to dig their classmates' mass graves and simulate shooting the victims, according to an email from the school's principal. The staff member was placed on leave on Friday. It turns out, by the way, that this same staff member had gotten into trouble at another school for stealing money. $24,000 in a tutoring scam. Why this person was employed after that is unclear, but there's more. The staff member, who was in a library assistant, allegedly assigned specific roles to students. She cast one student as Adolf Hitler. Staff member was not named. By the way, the child, a third grader, and third grader, you're talking about, what, eight-year-olds, okay? The child was asked to not only play Adolf Hitler, but to simulate his own suicide. Was she asked him to put a bullet in his head or pretend to put a bullet in his head and then cover his body or burn his body with gasoline? I mean, what are they doing? The student who was asked to play Hitler was Jewish, according to the parent of a student who was asked to participate. At the end of the exercise, the child was told to pretend to commit suicide, just as Hitler did. Originally, the students were in library class on Friday for a self-directed project they would present to their classmates before winter break. But the instructor told students they had to participate in the Holocaust reenactment during their allotted research time. The director of the school, staff member, says, I want to acknowledge the gravity of this poor instructional decision. By the way, it gets worse. As students should never be asked to act out or portray any atrocity, especially genocide, war, or murder, and especially during Christmas season. Another parent of a student who was part of the reenactment said her son had to pretend to be on a train to a concentration camp, then act as if he were dying in a gas chamber. I guess that includes writhing on the ground. He also had to act as if he were shooting his peers, the parents said. The parents spoke on the condition of anonymity. The instructor in the class, whose name has now come out by the New York Times, the instructor's name is Jerkowski, and Kimberlyn Jerkowski. In any event, the other source says that the instructor allegedly made anti-Semitic comments as well. The parents said that when children were asked why the Germans did these horrible crimes in mistreating Jewish people, the staff member said it was, quote, because the Jews ruined Christmas. The instructor asked students after the reenactment to not tell anyone about it, to keep it totally a secret. But they immediately told their homeroom teacher. The incident was reported to D.C. Public Schools Comprehensive Alternative Resolution and Equity Team. Oh, that's good. The staff member is now on leave. I wonder if it's paid leave. Pending a school investigation. This is not an approved lesson plan, and we sincerely apologize to our students and families who were subjected to this incident, a spokesman said for the D.C. Public Schools. The entire class met with the school's mental health response team after the Friday incident, according to the email about this. Actually, it's the staff member who seems to need mental health attention more. When the woman was identified as Kimberlyn Jerkowski, it turns out that according to a LinkedIn profile, she has been a library specialist with the school district since 2014. This was not Ms. Jerkowski's first run-in with school district. She was convicted in October of 2013 of defrauding the Hamilton Township School District in New Jersey of nearly $24,000 in a tutoring scam, according to the press of Atlantic City, a local newspaper. The district, according to the newspaper, paid for tutoring for Ms. Jurkowski's two children, but she and the tutor continued to bill the district for several months after the tutoring stopped. Well, that's not a good thing. The report said she cooperated with the state and entered an intervention program, which is typical for first-time offenders and usually ends with the removal of a conviction from a person's record. A spokesperson for DCPS did not respond to a question about whether the district was aware of Ms. Jurkowski's prior trouble. Enrique Gutierrez, who is a spokesman, said in a statement that officials had started an investigation of the Holocaust reenactment. This was not an approved lesson plan, he said. And we sincerely apologize to our students and families who are subjected to what happened. What's astonishing to me is that this individual is obviously troubled. I mean, obviously troubled. Would think that she could tell a group of eight-year-olds that, you know what, we're going to be doing something here. Don't tell anyone about it. Don't tell anyone what we're doing. And, of course, they immediately go tell the next teacher, hey, you know what, we had to pretend to be dead people in the Holocaust who were gassed. We had to pretend we were people moved in cattle cars. We had to pretend to be Hitler. And all of that happened, we learned, was because the Jews ruined Christmas. I think there's going to be more reaction on this. But what about the continued arguments involving Dr. Fauci and his demands for the firing of a Fox News personality? We'll finish on that coming up.
The main thing is that you're a devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? Listening. In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
And the lane, the snow is glistening. There's actually some predictions that Seattle is going to get its own dose of snowfall. Maybe this weekend. But we will see if whether that happens or not. What has happened is releasing the very latest numbers on COVID vaccinations. And CDC data show that 240 million people in the United States have at least one shot. At least one shot. That means, however, that even though that's 72.5% of the population, that means that we still have 60 million, we have about 90 million people in the country who still have no vaccinations at all. Now, a lot of those people are children. A lot of those people are, we have a very close friend who has a medical condition where the doctors say, no, he cannot take the vaccine. It's not this particular vaccine. He has to be very careful about all vaccines. So not every one of those 90 million people who would not be included among the vaccinated. Not all of them are people who have made a decision, no, I'm not going to do it, or I don't want to do it. Some of them are either too young still because they have not authorized vaccines for everyone on the same basis. Younger people, it is deemed at the moment at least less necessary. But the agency says that, and this is extraordinary, only 203 million in America are fully vaccinated. In other words, there's 61% of adults who are fully vaccinated, and 73%, almost 12% more, who have one vaccination. What that means is there's an 11 percentage point difference that is far larger than in other developed countries. State and local officials say it's important, that it's improbable that 37 million Americans actually got one shot without completing their inoculations. Instead, they think the government has regularly and incorrectly counted booster shots and second doses as first doses, a dynamic that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, acknowledged in a statement. So wait, what that means is that counting booster shots and second doses as first doses means that there may be even fewer people who never got first doses. And it means that, our situation really should be better. And it's one of those reasons that the idea of people cheering and laughing and actually showing all kinds of amusement and joy and energy toward the anti-vax cause is so surprising to me. How does it make the nation better or stronger or healthier? How does it help our economy, which is incredibly sensitive to ups and downs in COVID infection and COVID illness and different upsurges and downsurges and variants and changes and new mutations? All of that impacts the economy. I mean, as much as changes in the inflation rate. Changes in the infection rate are very much comparable in importance to changes in the inflation rate, for goodness sake, and even more important because it affects more aspects of life. And yet you have people like Jesse Waters on Fox Network who basically seems to use some terms that are very unusual to use in something like this to talk about Dr. Fauci and kill shots. We have that, Jeremy. I want to play that again and then play Dr. Fauci's response if we can. And this was Jesse Waters speaking at a conservative conference called America Fest. If we can just listen to that, Jeremy.
Now you're going for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush, with an deadly, because he doesn't see it coming. This is when you say, Dr. Fauci, you funded risky research at a sloppy Chinese lab, the same lab that sprung this pandemic on the world. You know why people don't trust you, don't you? Boom! He is dead! He is dead! He's done! Now, how you do that? 30 seconds. That's all you need. 30 seconds. Now, you get that footage to us. You get it to Fox. You get it to Human Events. You get it to Breitbart. You get it to Daily Caller. You get it to the Turning Point pipeline. Get us that! That's what we want. That changes the whole conversation of the country. I've authorized it. Just make sure it's legal.
Dr. Fauci responded to that on CNN, and he said, I spent the past 2 years encouraging people to get vaccinated, to be careful in public settings, to wear a mask, and for that you have some guy out there saying that people should be giving me a kill shot to ambush me. And he sounded like this in his reaction. Listen.
Well, John, that's horrible. That just is such a reflection of the craziness that goes on in society. The only thing that I have ever done throughout these 2 years is to encourage people to practice good public health practices, to get vaccinated, to be careful in public settings, to wear a mask. And for that, you have some guy out there saying that people should be giving me a kill shot to ambush me? I mean, what kind of craziness is there in society these days? That's awful that he said that. And he's going to go very likely unaccountable. I mean, whatever network he's on is not going to do anything for him. I mean, that's crazy. The guy should be fired on the spot.
Okay, it's probably a mistake for Fauci to say that because it makes it less likely that Fox would actually do anything. And it's not his position to say how the network should run its business. But he had also rebuked Fox News earlier for not taking action against contributor Lara Logan when she compared Fauci to Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele, late last month, which again is an obscene and outrageous comparison and truly evil to say something like that. Fauci told MSNBC he was astounded that the network can let her say that with no comment and no disciplinary action. Outlets report that Fox, which has yet to publicly comment on Logan, didn't return requests to comment on whether or not it would discipline Waters. At least disassociating themselves from comments calling for a kill shot. Now, it seems to me that for anyone on any side, but particularly for a conservative side, where one of the issues that that basically I think many conservatives, and I have Jesse Waters, one of them feel passionate about, is the issue of the Second Amendment. And if you're going to speak so casually about going up to someone saying, boom, he's dead, and now you ambush him and you hit him with this kill shot, using the kill shot analogy is probably not a super good idea. In fact, it's not a good idea at all. I'll tell you what else is a good idea, and it's a positive development, is whenever you can do it, helping to find some kind of accommodations, some kind of shelter for people who are, quote, experiencing homelessness. And then as soon as you can, to clean up their encampments and then enforce bans on no camping in public parks so they don't come right back. That, it seems to me, is necessary. We have that situation in Seattle now, where the outgoing mayoral administration is trying to end by doing things it should have done years ago in terms of cleaning up homeless encampments. The new mayor? Well, we'll talk about that with the issue concerning Green Lake Park, and also what happens next with the Build Back Better controversy and Joe Manchin and the administration and the coming elections, and that and much more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.